This is KUT. If you're listening to this right now, you're likely on your morning commute. You are on your way to work or school, and you might even be dropping a child off at a daycare before you get there. If so, you're probably leaving your child with a regulated provider. That means they have to follow a bunch of state rules created to make daycare centers safer. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, advocates say the state is not doing enough to improve one of those standards, the ratio of caretakers to children in each facility.
When a daycare center gets its license from the state, it has to meet a slew of regulations. And one of them is how many caregivers they have for a certain number of children. And for years, advocates have said that ratio is too high. That is, there aren't enough adults around. And Stephanie Rubin with Texans Care for Children says there's a good reason they're asking for that to change.
The standards for child care group sizes and ratios in Texas for three-year-olds, for example, are the worst in the nation. So the current minimum standards allow 15 three-year-olds with a single caregiver. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no more than 7 three-year-olds per teacher.
Rubin says without adult-to-child ratios like that, it's nearly impossible to ensure all children are getting an adequate level of care. Every 6 years, the department looks at the minimum standards for these child care licenses, and they suggest changes. This year, it wants to mandate a food allergy plan, safe sleep policies, updated vaccine requirements, and e-cigarette bans. Rubin says she was working closely with the state agency in charge of regulating providers to also improve the kid-to-teacher ratio.
And we've been making progress with the department. We were optimistic.
But about 2 weeks ago, the state decided they aren't going to change the minimum standards. Patrick Crimmins is a spokesman for the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services.
We have a real fear that if you require daycares to hire more employees, which essentially is what this would require, then they're going to pass those costs along to the families. And so working families may be forced to use unregulated daycare.
Kim Coffrin is with the Texas Association for the Education of Young Children. She says the state doesn't have enough data to make that conclusion. And the reason the state doesn't have the information is because they stopped collecting it.
We were really looking forward to collecting this data and finding out what percentage of our centers already are doing lower ratios to really get a better gauge of what that fiscal impact would be on programs.
Crimmins says the agency decided to stop participating in that survey, which was a partnership with UT Austin, because of staff resources. This isn't a done deal, though. Crimmins says this is just his agency's recommendation to the Health and Human Services Commission. Public comment is expected to be open throughout the month of September. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.